Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yep, Wednesday afternoon. It's time to catch up with Gav for another week, and he's online today. G'day, Gav.
Hello, hello. How are we?
Well, thank you. How are you today?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Well, I tell you what, Gav, since we spoke last, we've had a few hot days in a row, haven't we?
Yes, I wasn't exactly expecting that. I thought, oh, autumn, it's going to start to get a bit cool of a night. But no, they reckon March is supposed to be quite warm.
So it's really a summer that we're having when it shouldn't be summer, because at the start of summer, we didn't really have summer. If that makes sense to you?
I think, to be honest, I think all the seasons have gone back a month.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? It's kind of all over the place, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it seems like this year, is the fact that summer didn't start till January. So January, February, March, and autumn probably won't start till April.
So what happens in that situation with all the plants and whatever? Do they get confused as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the problem is, as we were talking about with our changeover for our vegetables and our flowers, which we'll talk about next week, are probably 2 or 3 weeks behind where they would have normally been. So, you know, where I was saying that March is basically your changeover month from your summer to your winter, it's probably going to be closer to the end of March than the beginning of March. Which we're still on track to be doing what we're doing. So we're still getting rid of all our summer stuff, and we're still regenerating that ground for a couple of weeks, because that won't really make any difference. It's just that you would probably start your veggies, especially if you were doing them in seedling form out of the little punnets, probably more like the first week of April.
Right, okay. Now, last week, of course, we were talking about preparing your vegetable garden and all that sort of stuff and getting it ready.
We certainly were.
So this week we're talking about what should we start putting into our vegetable garden, and okay, what are some of the things we should be growing?
Absolutely. So seeds you can probably get away with doing over in the next week or two, because seeds take 2 to 3 weeks to come up, whereas seedlings, you're probably better off to wait, as I said, till about the first week of April. And there's some really, really good ones. If we go in alphabetical order, you've got beans, you've got broccoli. Now, a lot of these you've got dwarf and tall. So for the people that have got bigger families, you go for the taller ones. And for the person where they might have downsized and there's maybe only one or two of them, like there is with me, you'd go the dwarf version. So, you know, broccoli, they do one called Bambino, which is really good for that one person that just wants to go out and get some fresh broccoli. You can get cabbage is a really big one. Yeah, a lot of soup vegetables are winter vegetables. Carrots are another one. Cauliflower, for those people that like cauliflower, they've got a normal white one, and this year they actually have a purple cauliflower.
Have they really?
Yes. They've done that with a couple of things. They've got a new broccoli out this year called Purplicious.
Okay.
For people that just want a bit of colour with their food.
Is the broccoli still green in colour, or has it changed colour as well?
No, it's purple.
It's purple as well. Okay.
It's purple. Yeah. Just for those people that are a bit bored.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just change it up a bit.
Yeah, lettuce go all year round. Yeah, we're in a good spot here halfway down the coast. You know, if you're in Victoria, you probably wouldn't grow lettuce in winter, whereas we can, and in Queensland, you wouldn't be able to grow it over summer because it'd be just so hot and humid it would rot. But here, we tend to be able to grow it all year round. So you can theoretically have a summer crop for your salads, and then a winter crop if you require it for sandwiches and things through the winter months. Another one, of course, at this time of year is all the onion family. So you've got spring onions, you've got chives, you've got the old-fashioned brown onions, the white globe onions, and the red Spanish onions. You know, they're all really good to put in. Peas, you've got original peas, you've got honey snap peas, which I know are very popular.
Yes, they are.
And you've got snow peas. And they're all due to go in by the end of the month. Silver beet, and of course, The one that a lot of people love putting in through the winter months is the old proper original spinach. There's one called Iron Man, which is your proper original English spinach. And then there's a miniature baby version of it called Mini Baby.
Right. Okay.
That's a really popular one.
That sort of reminds me, it reminds me of when you're talking about spinach, it reminds me of Popeye. You know, Popeye the sailor man?
Yes.
He loves spinach. Yeah.
Yes. Broad beans. Now, broad beans are a great idea to put in through the winter months. Now, they're a tall one. And as we talked about last week, the best way to plant a lot of these is in block form as opposed to just single rows.
Yeah.
As I said last week, it makes for much better pollination. It actually makes for much better growth because when you're talking about taller crops like broad beans or in the case of, say, corn in summer, because they're in a block and you get a lot of wind, it helps them hold each other up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Just the way that you've explained that, I've never really thought about it that way.
It really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Even tomatoes. You know, when you're growing tomatoes, and even though they may be staked, it's still much better off to have them in a grid block form than it is just to have a single row. It just gives them that bit of, as I said, apart from extra pollination, it also gives them a bit more stability.
There's so much choice. I mean, all the vegetables you've run through there so far on our chat today, it goes to show there's just so much in the way of choice that people can put into their veggie gardens. And the other thing that I think was interesting that you were mentioning there was the fact that you've also got to take advantage of a good climate as well. So there's a lot of factors involved,
yeah,
isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, as I said, you can grow these things in the ground. You can grow them in those veggie pods. You can just grow them in a box on a balcony.
Yeah.
If you wish. There's all sorts of ways you can grow these things now. So take advantage of what's available. Get them growing nice and fresh. You know, the one thing I would always advise people to do when we're talking planting veggies, especially transplanting them out of these little punnets, is to make sure you give them a couple of good doses of something like sea salt. Sea salt is a fabulous product when you're transplanting any plant just to get them over that transplanting shock. You know, if I ever transplanted flowers or veggies, the one thing I would always make sure I do is you get a container of what they know as sea salt.
Yes.
It's actually it's a liquid seaweed fertilizer. You mix that with water in a watering can and give them a douse with that a week apart, and that will get them over that transplanting shock, and they will come on much, much quicker than they would if you just went and put them in as normal.
Well, there you go. You're a man who's got plenty of information, and I must say that I've done a bit of transplanting of a few things in my garden just recently, and I've noticed that they had struggled because I didn't put the sea salt in. So next time...
It's transplanting shock is what they call it.
Okay.
It is actually a thing.
Yeah.
It's like... It'd be like being in a warm climate and then suddenly going on holidays and you get out of that plane in an extremely cold climate and you just go into shock.
Yep, that stands to reason. Okay.
It's a similar thing to that.
Yeah.
Now, what I would love to say, if I can,
sure,
is that if you're interested in any of these seedlings or anything like that, we actually do have a garden club, and if you sign up online, you can get instant discounts on all that. So you will never pay the sticker price on any plant ever again.
Okay, so that's at leerowansworld.com.au. That's where you can go. Is that correct?
leerowansgardenworld.com.
Yep.
That's exactly right. Sign up online for the garden club.
Sure.
And for all these people that want to plant their winter veggies in a few weeks' time, don't pay the sticker price. Become a member and get a discount on them straight away. That is the way to go.
Well, that's awesome. Okay. leerowansgardenworld.com.au. And, of course, you guys are in a couple of locations, aren't you?
We are. We're here at Warners Bay, which is our head office, which I usually are at. And then there's also our Arimba store, which is at 72 Pacific Highway. And it's like, seconds off the freeway on your way down to Sydney. It's a nice leisurely hour drive from here.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Now, Now, next week, what do you think we're going to be talking about next week?
Well, next week we'll go on to our flowers because, of course, it's also time to set up those flower displays so you can brighten up for Mother's Day.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Well, Gav, as always, it's been wonderful to talk to you, and thank you very much for your wonderful advice on all those vegetables that we can throw into our vegetable garden, and also as you said there, and I think it was good advice in regards to the sea soil. I'm one of these people who is a big advocate for sea soil. I've made sure that a lot of my neighbours who are not overly into the garden, I've always said to them that you know, sea soil is like liquid gold. And thank you for the advice there in regards
absolutely.
To re-transplanting. I never thought of it like that. So I'll be
if I could stick it on me wheat mix, I would.
Yeah, yes. I'm gonna use that line on my neighbours next time, Gavin. When I'm talking to them, yeah. All right, mate. Good to talk to you.
I shall speak to you next week. Yeah. I look forward to it.
And you too. There he is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden Worlds.